The Hit List.
KMFM.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. We were talking just before this, and I found out that you've got a gigantic inflatable sax in
your house. I actually do.
Please describe the gigantic inflatable sax.
It's pink, and it's, I guess, like the width of my arms, I'd say.
Ooh, where do you put a gigantic inflatable sax?
It's resting on top of a speaker next to my TV. And my little godson came around the other day. He's only one. And he loved it. He was like squeezing it and running around with it. And I was like, please don't pop it. Please don't pop my sax.
Where do you get a gigantic inflatable sax?
I just actually found it. I was in Psycho, the offices, and I was just walking around. And I just found it at someone's desk.
Was that before you'd written the song? Or did you use this as like a sign of fate?
No, it was after. Yeah, okay. I don't know why it was there. It was quite random, actually, but
it seems like it was planted.
It does.
So the new single Sax is available now. How did the track come about then? If it wasn't because of an inflatable sax that you walked past, I think I need to make a song about that.
Well, I got in the studio with Camille Purcell and Jay Hart, who are two amazing songwriters. Jay Hart wrote Body on Me for Rita, as well as many other songs, and Camille wrote Black Magic for Little Mix. And it was produced by Electric. And we got in the studio and we just said, we need a real up-tempo song, something that really reflects my personality, something that I can really perform to, and just got the bass line. That was the first thing we got. And then we thought of the hook. We were singing like the sax hook. We were just like in the studio.
It's like there's a sax in the room.
Yeah. And then we just started writing the song and it just happened.
Because I suppose the saxophone is the instrument that it would work the most with. Because I was in my head, I was like, would this work with any other instruments? Because you couldn't really have like a tuba, could you? You can like that would be too slow. Or like a xylophone. if you could re-record sax with any that'd be amazing. If you could re-record sax with any other instrument and switch it round to another song, what instrument would it be?
Maybe the harp?
That could be like a chilled out.
Ring, ring, ring.
That'd be like late on Ibiza if you're chilling.
Yeah, exactly. The house version, deep house version.
Deep house harp.
Yeah.
I'm keen for that. So about a year ago, you were doing your thing on The X Factor.
Yes.
You had like complete creative freedom to change whatever you wanted about The X Factor. Like it was completely down to you. You took over, you knocked off Simon Cowell. This is your complete creative freedom. What would you change about it?
That's very interesting. I think I'd maybe do a week where the contestant literally just picks a song at random, picks all their costume, designs the set, designs everything. So basically don't have the team for that week. You just let the contestant do their own damage.
The production crew would love that, wouldn't they?
And just see what happens. That could be quite fun. Because it'd be interesting to see what the artists kind of think of themselves or what direction they think they should be going in.
Yeah, because I suppose it gives you a lot more idea of who the artist is, I suppose, and what you're going to expect from them as they leave. That's a good idea. Somebody once said, I asked that to somebody else, and they said they'd have people like hanging over a shark pit. Which I suppose yours is a lot more achievable because I'm not sure how health and safety can go out.
I don't know about that, risking lives.
So your debut album, Love, Sax and Flashbacks, it's out tomorrow.
Yay!
What can we expect? Are you excited to finally get it out there?
I'm so excited.
So what can we expect from the album?
It's basically the perfect party album. From start to finish, it's all up-tempo, it's very uplifting. You need to listen to it very loud because there's a lot of bass, lots of horns, and it's just the perfect party album. What can I say?
Any harps?
No harps, no.
For now.
Not
until the deluxe edition.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you need to get the deluxe if you want a slowed down song.
Harp and xylophone.
I don't have any ballads on the standard version of the album.
Oh, so
on
there
the
is
deluxe,
a,
there's slowed down songs on there.
Oh, wow. So who's on the tick list then, who you want to work with next? Surely Max Martin must be up there.
Yes, Max Martin, Mark Ronson, Labyrinth, Pharrell Williams. I'd love to write with Ed Sheeran, Emily Sandé. I'd love to sing with Alicia Keys.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
It's a long list.
Dream. But then it's achievable, though, I think, unless somebody dies.
Wow. Okay.
dark turn to the interview.
Yeah,
so we're talking about, I was looking at this today, and I thought, like, you know how food and meals and stuff, like, they have serving suggestions?
Yeah.
Do you think the album should come with serving suggestions? Because you mentioned at the beginning of this, like, it's perfect party music. So for Love, Sax and Flashbacks, if you had to put a serving suggestion on that album, what would that serving suggestion be? Like, where would you put it? Who would you listen to it with?
I would say listen with friends, make sure you have comfortable footwear on and there's space around you.
Okay.
And loud speakers.
Okay, what time of day?
Most likely at night, before a night out.
Okay, what rough temperature?
Or if you're having a house party. It needs to be quite cool in the air because you're going to sweat when you're dancing to these songs.
It's about 17 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay, for that. Good. Yeah. I'm good. So is it too late to put that on the album covers, the serving suggestions?
Yeah. It's out tomorrow.
You're just saying
it. It's too late
now.
Yeah.
I think so. So what's on the bucket list then for Fleur East? What do you want to tick off? Apart, we've talked about the rioters. We've talked about people that you want to work with. We've talked about collaborating with Alicia Keys. Mm-hmm. What else on the bucket list? Like venues, tours?
Yeah, I think, you know, doing my own arena tour in the UK is definitely something I want to tick off the bucket list. And a world tour for me would be the pinnacle.
Where would you love to play, like, that you haven't ever been to before?
Brazil.
Brazil would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because South American fans are amazing as well. I always thought that a lot of people, I think Little Mix have a huge base in South America as well, because we always get tweets from Little Mix Brazil.
Yeah, that's what I have. I've got like Fleur East Brazil and stuff, and I can't wait to meet all those people.
Oh, wow. So it's good to, like, it must be amazing though that there's people dotted all around the world, especially with your album out tomorrow. It must be amazing knowing that when it hits tomorrow, just different people all over will just be having your music in their ear. Like, is that quite overwhelming to get?
Yeah, it's a lot to take in, to be honest.
I remember listening to a Ricky Gervais podcast, and he was like, the thing that impresses him the most is he thought like world leaders and stuff would be listening to the podcast. Does it not think it's mad that maybe in another room Alicia Keys is listening to this and thinking, in a 17 degree room at night, just before pre-drinks, she's like, this is quite good. That must be mad to think that as well.
Yeah, actually, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
I guess that's pretty major, like other artists hearing my music. That hasn't happened to me yet.
Because you don't ever really think of individual people, do you? But then when you're specifically thinking about...
But I think a surreal moment was actually seeing both Cheryl and Rita on separate occasions, and me walking up to them, the first thing they said to me was, you better play that sax! Before they even said hello.
Is that a regular thing?
That was pretty cool. That was really cool.
Does that happen to you a lot now on the street?
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever get bored of it? Or
no.
You better play that harp. if ever you're looking a bit sad, you better play that harp, Fleur.
Oh my gosh.
That'll be amazing. Well, thank you for speaking to me today.
Thank you very much.
Had lots of fun. And is there any chance finally you can introduce sax here on KMFM, please?
Yay. Okay. Hey guys, it's Fleur East, and here's my single sax on KMFM. Give it to me.
The Hit List. KMFM.